it was a nice touch. I think this game was very much a fan service game.
Oh yeah, of
You
course.
know, not only was it just made for kids, going back and looking at it now, in my 30s, you know, even then, you know, it brought a lot of memories of like the old episodes. I mean, I've not watched those episodes since I was a kid. I mean, I don't have kids to sit with and go, here, I watch Rugrats and pretend it's for the kids watching it. And if I'm sat here watching it in my bedroom now at 35, it's a something's questionable there. You know, I can't sit and watch Rugrats in my bedroom. But if you're sat with you sat with Mike. If I'm sat with my niece and my nephews watching it,
Yeah, God, just sat there in his massive
it's fine.
diaper,
With my little screwdriver
blue
and bottle
t-shirt,
ready to watch.
blue t-shirt, giant diaper,
yeah.
Shaved head.
And then his roommate comes in, he's just staring at him like, what the fuck?
We all know what my roommate's like. He'd join in. He'd sit with me. Hey, guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake. Welcome to From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, and along with my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
And my co-host, Big Dave.
Yo.
Each week, we look at games old and new, from everything you have been playing to everything you're playing today. And this week, we're going to take a look at Rugrats in the Search of Reptar. I can't wait for this one. I actually really like this game. But before we do start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller, spin that disc, and let's roll those intro credits. Ba-ba! So yes, this week we're going to be looking at Rugrats in is it the search for the search of reptar in search of reptar
the search for reptar
the search for reptar.
Yeah.
You know what, right? Because obviously it was just one of those games that was so good growing up, and I just remember playing it. But this was at the time that we got like Nickelodeon. Everyone had here in the UK. We had Sky, and Nickelodeon was one of the best channels on Sky, basically. That and Disney Channel. They were the only two channels we really
called.
Cartoon Network.
All
about Cartoon Network.
Those were the three channels we had. And Rugrats, for the original classic Nicktoon cartoons, you had Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, and Doug. They were the original three, right? And Rugrats was up there. It was one of the best cartoons I would sit and watch for hours. I loved it. And then they brought out a game. And I was like, what more can I ask for? So I'm going to start off by asking you guys your memories. So, Adam, going to go straight to you first. You love painting us a picture. Please paint us a picture again this week.
My picture's not as good this week, but...
Oh, I've got Steven.
he's never played it. Oh, please say that.
The year is 1998, and I've never played the game.
I wasn't playing this.
Now, so I was going to, the year was 1998. Get home from school, bang on Nickelodeon. I think it was 5 o'clock every day. Rugrats would be on. Yeah. Buzz my tits off. One of, if not my favorite, childhood TV series. Obviously, as I got older, it was changed to Dexter and Johnny Bravo and stuff. But when I was younger, this was the one. This is what I loved.
This is where it was at. One. This is where it was at.
Yeah, this was
and Pokemon. Yeah. So, and the next thing I know, there's a motherfucking game out. I'm my mind is blown. I'm I need this fucking game. And did it disappoint? You bet your fucking ass it didn't. Yeah, it was
well. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen him so excited about a game.
that's a very good point.
To an 8-year-old me, this was absolute perfection.
it was a really good game. It was brilliant. Is that your memory? Is that it? Is that it? It was just 98. I was 8 years old. And life was good.
Yeah, it's just about how I just have memories of just being so happy playing the game. Like, I won't talk about too much about the levels just yet. We'll go into that in a bit. But, like, yeah, my memories just revolve around just playing it and just being like, this is the best fucking game.
That was the last time he was ever happy. Playing Rugrats. 8 years old, in your pyjamas. Not a care in the world, no bills to pay.
And then my disc broke and I started to hate everyone every day.
Dave, what about you? Memories of playing the Rugrats, even watching it? What have you got?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I watched it when I was younger. I loved the show. When I first got the game, I actually rented it. I just went down on a weekend. My mum and dad were going out for the night, so they were just like, oh yeah, I'll take you down to the game shop, you know, you can rent a game for the
was
night.
Was it Blockbuster?
No, it wasn't Blockbuster. No, it was just like, it was just one in, you know, my local town, because, you know, they were all over the place back in the day, weren't they? You know,
yeah.
Obviously before. Yeah, yeah.
I like corner shops used to like rent.
Yeah, corner shops used to rent videos. Yeah. So yeah, like Global Video and all sorts. Yeah, Jesus.
So I just went down there, rented a film and a game. Went back, played it. I loved it. It was really good. It was really good. But like you said, just the little levels as well. They threw so much into the game, like different. They didn't really know what they were doing with it, so they just kind of did like, oh no, we've got a bit of golf in here, and oh yeah, we've got to do a bit of a, like a tiggy it kind of.
You know? They just panicked and was like, chuck everything in.
It was probably like,
do you think we should have a genre? No, fuck it, just do every genre.
That was literally it. It was like they didn't know what they wanted to do, you know. Make the game based on, so it was just like throw everything in there, fuck it.
Yeah, it was like, it was a platformer, it was a sports game, it was a shooter.
Yeah.
It was a racing game, it had everything.
I think that's why it was so good though, and they were little,
it gave you a good variety,
you know,
didn't it?
Like Adam said on like a few times, you know, like we've all got like really short attention spans now and things like that. That was what was good about it, you got a little taster of everything.
Yeah.
So that's what I really enjoyed about it.
And you can pick and choose the level that you wanted to play.
You could go straight to the harder levels if you wanted to. There wasn't any like progression or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, go straight to hard. Fucking try this one.
And you say hard.
Well, yeah, fair enough. But
have you tried to play it again lately? It is hard. Yeah. Very hard.
Again, that comes back to the controllers, though, doesn't it? As the D-pad, like, just controlling the characters in general.
Yeah. We'll touch on that in a minute, though, yeah. What's... Well, like Glenn give his
For me, my memories, I think it's just like, again, the simplicity of some of the levels, having fun, having that mixture and the variety of things to play, you know, just getting the game, opening it, playing it, and just trying all these different things. And, you know, it was nice to see. The thing that stuck out to me the most is watching the opening of the actual series that you love on an in-game engine, and it was like they've completely recreated the opening scene, and it was just sort of like, you've got that control and you're like, it's even got the music, this is so much fun. That was just 2 days ago, you know, playing the game again. I was like, oh, I love this, I forgot how
in hindsight was. Right, for him to have the balls to recreate it, like literally movement for movement,
and not just stick the animated video on top and just go, fuck it, I've done with it. You know, it was a nice touch. I think this game was very much a fan service game.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You know, not only was it just made for kids, going back and looking at it now in my 30s, you know, even then, you know, it brought a lot of memories of, like, the old episodes. I mean, I've not watched those episodes since I was a kid. I mean, I don't have kids to sit with and go, here, I watch Rugrats and pretend it's for the kids watching it. And if I'm sat here watching it in my bedroom now at 35... something's questionable there. You know, I can't sit and watch Rugrats in my bedroom. But if I'm sat with my niece and my nephews watching it, it's fine.
Just sat there with his massive diaper. Alone.
With my little screwdriver and bottle t-shirt ready to watch.
Blue t-shirt, giant diaper, shaved head.
Then his roommate comes in and he's just staring at him like, what the fuck?
We all know what my roommate's like. He'd join in. He'd sit with me.
Dies out of danger.
We'd both be sat here like, oh, I get a text, glad you come onto the podcast. No, not today. I'm watching Rugrats. But it is, you know, it's great because obviously all those memories came flooding back to me of like certain episodes and playing levels, and it had the same name as the episode, and you were doing something from those episodes, which I absolutely loved. I think it was so much fun. I mean, to you guys, what was one of the best levels for you? Dave, going to you first, best level for you.
To be honest, my favourite level was the, I think it was called Finding the Light. It was like a ghost one.
Yeah.
It was like ghosts and stuff, and you had to, you had to like...
I've got a lot of comments in our memories about that level.
You know what I'm like? I love all my horror games and stuff like that. And just for me, like, it was really, you know, exciting, that level. I really did enjoy it, and obviously end up finding Spike and then opening the fridge and something like that. It was just something. I mean, the game itself, like you say, it was for kids and it was very simple, but you know, it was exciting. You know,
but we were kids when we played.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were.
Only I don't know what was it then, like 10 or so.
Exactly. That was a great level. Adam, what about you? Favorite level?
I have two really, but I would say the golf. That's the one that I have the most memories of. Golf is the one that I really over and over and over and over and over again. And I really liked the episode where you had, you know what, I think it was the episode, sorry, Hole 7, where I think it was like the cityscape with Reptar, the little Tony Coffin. I liked that. Yeah. And I really liked the pyramid level because it was a secret.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
it was a secret maze inside the pyramid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was, wasn't there?
I remember finding that for the first time and thinking I was fucking sick that I'd found this. Like, I was like, I'm amazing. I've just found this secret room. I'm the best at any game ever. And then you get chased by a zombie, and then you're like, a mummy. And then I shit myself.
Actually, just to jump in, like, I did have another favourite level, the one with, you know, when you got to get the teeth, you got to get Grandpa's teeth.
Because
it was proper reminded me of, like, Crash Bandicoot, you know, when you're on the obviously you're on Spike in that one, chasing after the goose.
Yeah.
And it was just like that hog wild from Crash Bandicoot, and then you chase after him, but then at the end of it, you've got to get, like, a hockey puck or something and smash its head in.
Great thing to be teaching kids that, isn't it? You know? Goose? Smash his head in.
Do you not think the goose was absolutely terrifying when he picks the teeth up and he's like,
we've got a TV room.
I love how, like, and right at the end of it as well, the grandpa just gets it and puts it back in his mouth, and it's had a dog. It's been in a dog's mouth. It's been in a fucking goose's mouth.
Grandpa don't give a fuck.
He does not give a shit.
Grandpa's immune system is sick. Even when I got COVID.
Oh god.
But my other favourite, which is on par, is the final level where you get to play as Reptar and you just destroy.
Yeah,
the city.
You just destroy everything.
You just destroy everything.
For me, that one's very memorable because I did always remember that level, but it was dead shit. Like, looking back at it now,
There was no reward for it.
It was a little maze, and then he had a dance.
The top part of the cane!
He got a top part of the cane and started dancing. That was the best fucking part of the whole game.
It was I don't know why that really does stick in my memory, that whole, like,
section.
Because
it was the fucking best bit.
Well, yeah, it must have been, because when you look back and just go, what the fuck is this shit? But
We've talked in the past about levels where you've played on certain games, and you've played the game and there's just been no reward, like the Die Hard. You know, the Die Hard games, you know, there was no reward at the end of the level. It was just sort of like, the building blew up. So what did Rugrats do? They gave you a little dance at the end.
Yeah, if John McClane would have got a top hat and a thing and started dancing, I probably would have really liked it.
As he's dancing, exploding pigeons.
Yeah, they're all exploding. Everyone's blowing up as they're going down. That would have been mint at all.
We could have made Die Hard such a better game.
That would have been mint.
Little facts on that that episode, that fucking keeps saying episode.
It was an episode. There were episodes.
On that level with where you play as Reptar and you destroy everything, the theatre that you blow up has a advertisement on it for the Rugrats movie.
It does. It does. And also on one of the levels as well, where you battle, I think, Mr. Friend, you know, the little clown, downstairs in the basement, there's actually the design plans for the Reptar truck from the film as well. And there was like, so they hid loads of little Easter eggs throughout the game as well, which I'm pretty sure that one about the one outside the theatre was going to be one of the questions for the quiz. It didn't quite make it, which I'm glad about now. Unless it has made it, because I made this quiz like 5 days ago and I've slept since then. So I can't quite remember. It was sort of one of those.
England.
I know, yeah.
I know, yeah.
just stop recording now and then come back. It's one of those ones where I had to find all the questions like you guys did, because there is no quiz anywhere for this.
I'm surprised, really, because everyone's played this game. Literally everyone seems to have played.
All the quiz is just about Rugrats episodes, so it was very awkward, and I didn't want to do that. So, but I think for me, one of my favourite levels was the toy store one. You know, where you had to hide from certain toys that would set off sensors as you're playing as Chucky and things like that. I love that one.
Was that the one with the gorilla?
The gorilla, yeah. It was such a hard level, that one. It was just so frustrating, but it was so good. Doesn't matter how many times I failed the level, I just kept playing it. And that's what this game had. It had replay value.
Yeah.
It really did, because obviously ISD was play one easy, one medium, one hard, and you completed the game. You know, that was it. But then you can go back and do all the other levels again. And you can go back and find all the pieces and get all the little puzzle pieces to do the jigsaw and collect Reptar bars. I think what was really nice was, as a kid, you know, you only saw bits of the episode and you only saw bits of the house. This, you got to explore the entire house and even go out into the garden. And you're looking at it going, this house is so much nicer than mine. Even on a PS1 game, it's so much nicer than my house. You know, and you're walking around, and it was just so nice to see. I mean, you're walking from one room to the kitchen, then you're going upstairs. The climbing to get up the stairs was so awkward.
Oh, I hated that. And getting down them as well. Like when you were doing that race one with Chucky, and you've got all the kids are chasing you, and that, then you're going down. It's like, oh, my God.
But at the same time, I liked that because he's a baby. They're all babies. Yeah. They can't run up the stairs. Like, they have to climb up the stairs.
Why?
So
I'm hearing excuse after excuse here.
I didn't mind that.
I could run up the stairs at that age.
Yeah. I mean, Tommy's only meant to be like, what, 5, 6 months old? I mean, walking at 5 and 6 months old. I mean, he was a pro.
If my fucking baby doesn't come out as cool as Tommy,
he'll pop out with a little screwdriver in his hand, ready to go.
He's just going to leave the baby at the bottom of the stairs and go on then, Clive. It's like basically fresh out the womb. It's just like, why can't you walk? You don't do nothing. I want another one. This is boring.
Just there poking. This one's defective.
Yeah.
If cartoons taught me anything, he could escape from anywhere.
To be fair, it was the same with my son. I was expecting him to do some kind of Rugrat shit, and he doesn't.
Even now, he does nothing.
Look at him. Oh, he's on the PlayStation. That's my boy.
I gave him a screwdriver. What did he do? He threw it at me. So what other sort of things sort of stood out to you in regards to this game, especially sort of the way that it was played? Now, we touched briefly on the controls.
The controls were terrible.
They were really fucking bad.
It was nice having a 3D game, because this was, again, one of those ones. 3D to us was still quite new. Yeah, we had like our 2.5D with Pandemonium. We had like the camera from behind on our Crash Bandicoot games. You know, they were nice. We had Croc, which obviously we talked about was being like one of...
Talk about Croc.
Which was one of the first 3D games that we had on PlayStation. This sort of revolutionized our 3D gaming, okay? It was something completely new for us. We had a full 3D environment to walk around, but the camera movement was awful. You could walk, but you had to tap your R buttons and your elbows.
Yeah, the R
bumpers,
one and that, yeah.
But the camera didn't just easily move. It just went... he's shot round to one side. Yeah. And whiplash. The and camera like, moved.
You used to be able to press a button, didn't you? One of the bumpers to make the camera shoot to behind you.
I think it was that one, wasn't it? So that you
could just carry on going forward, but it never worked. All it would do is just zoom in on your face, and then you're like, "Well, now I can see less."
I do remember that like being really frustrating. I think there was like a level when you were in the sewer or something with Spike. And, you know, because it was so you're so close to the wall, and then you try to avoid the shit in the middle.
It literally was shit, though, wasn't it? It was just a floating cesspool. And you were a dog running through the sewer.
Even if Spike went in, it'd start to die.
his life depleted.
But I remember that camera thing being a nightmare down there because, like you say, you would have to keep using, obviously, the R1 just to go straight behind and then...
The camera was awful. It's because it didn't swing. It would do what Glenn said. It would, like, move left and right. It wouldn't swing around for you.
Yeah, true.
It's not as nice as, you know, when we play games now and we can gradually move the camera around.
Well, it wasn't the analog stick, was it?
You know, it's... It's a shame, really, because obviously if that game was sort of remastered, which you never know, it could be for the new PlayStation Plus, as we have said already, it would be nice to sort of see that and actually have the ability to maneuver the camera around a bit, which I think would give it a new lease of life in a way. Because obviously they're relaunching Rugrats, aren't they? Or they have relaunched Rugrats.
They did a couple of years ago, I think, like 2018 or something.
There's a CGI version of it now, and aren't they meant to be like making a live-action series as well?
Live action,
live action series, if I remember correctly.
Well, they did, and they did all like the what is it, all grown up?
Where we got them as young teen. They were all teenagers. Yeah.
How have you not watched that one? It was sick.
All Grown Up was well good.
They're all just like teenagers and stuff. Because Rugrats, they did an epic.
Yeah, Rugrats had, a backdoor pilot for it.
Exactly.
I remember it fondly, actually. Didn't they get trapped in the closet at the bottom of the stairs? They got trapped in there. And then they fell out of the door, and then they were all grown up.
They were all older.
And I remember being sat there watching it like, what's this? My tiny little mind has been blown.
I recognise the characters, actually. Yeah,
no, you don't. Yeah. Stop lying.
I know, yeah.
He's making it up to sound popular. He's probably like invested now. He's like, I'm gonna watch this.
Can I? I'm gonna bash on it slightly.
Go on.
Here we go.
Okay. So, like you said, like the intro was fantastic and it replicated it and the graphics were great and blah blah blah, and it was a 3D game and all this shit. I don't agree. Right. So at the time, I absolutely loved it.
Shocker.
I thought this was the best game ever, right? I loved the style of it, everything. But now, in hindsight, now looking back at it, it's another game that fell into the trap of 3D. We've got to do it in 3D. Everyone's doing 3D. We have to do 3D. Doesn't matter how it looks. Just build it in 3D and get it out there, right? Why didn't they do it like the cartoon? We talked about it on...
Pandemonium. We did it on Pandemonium where we talked that it would have been good if it as 2D.
But with this one especially, because they had a TV series, it was already made in 2D. Mm. They made the film in 2D just after it. It was really nicely drawn. So why couldn't they make the game like that? It would have stood the test of time. It would have been probably better for us to play. We would have enjoyed it. The opening sequence, it should have been done in 2D.
Yeah. Like,
it matches it, yes, and they're showing the 3D, fine, and it shows the capabilities of the PlayStation and all that shit, but it's fucking terrible at the same time. When you watch it now, it's bad. Like, they don't move properly, the faces are terrifying, their arms are like...
They are actually terrifying, to be fair.
You've got, like, Stu Pickles, the dad... He looks like a crackhead.
Oh yeah,
he on his animation design, yeah. He full on looks like he's just snorted something. It's like,
that crack was Moorish.
Now I know what he's been doing in the basement all these years. He's not building toys down there. He's fucking. He's snorting a couple of lines and going for it.
It just reminds me of that, you know, that Family Guy episode when Peter's on something and then he goes, "I am so fucking ready," and then jumps into the ceiling.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. But you also had, like, some bits that were extremely terrifying, like the actual character of Mr. Friend, that little clown, the toy that the machine made. That thing scared me. It even scared me when I replayed the game, because it's this clown that's walking at you like that.
That clown is from an episode, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, again, it existed. They didn't, like, I just don't get it. When I look back, again, we keep using it as reference but it was that good. Hercules.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a terrific game all around because
they kept that design. Yeah.
Simple. Like, this one, they tried to fuck with the camera. Like, oh, we're in 3D space, blah, blah, blah. The camera made it, like, really terrible to play. In hindsight. At the time, I didn't mind it. Yeah. But now, in hindsight, it's terrible to play. And graphically, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And it could have just been solved by sticking to what they know. But instead, no. They had to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a massive game.
It was a bandwagon.
To draw it in 2D. It's not like a game that lasts for 8 hours. It takes you an hour to complete the game.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those ones. We do, like you say, we keep going back to Hercules. I think we may just be time to admit that Hercules was like the pinnacle of gaming on PlayStation. That was where it was at. They should just stop there.
It was just really good. You can't argue how good it was, really. The whole Hercules thing, that design, everything. It was
because I understand with like Tomb Raider, obviously, it has to be 3D. It didn't exist, so they made it in 3D. Fine. Pandemonium, I get why they made it in 3D, because it wasn't something that already existed. Same with Crash Bandicoot, but the Rugrats, they didn't need to do that.
Because it was already
on a bandwagon.
Yeah, because it was already a thing. It's not like they had to create something completely brand new. Why not stick to the original source material and keep it the same way that we know and love? We watch the episodes because we like it. If they transferred that into the game, it probably would have. I mean, it did already did fantastic in sales, but it may have pushed it even further.
Look at South Park now. Like the original 3D games. I know we're going off a tangent. The original 3D games of South Park and the N64, they were good. But they're terrible graphically as well. But you look at the newer South Park games where they've done it exactly like the show.
They've gone back to the 2D style.
Mint.
They are brilliant.
Really good to play. You feel like you're actually playing an episode. Rugrats could have done that.
They are on our list of games that we will be doing eventually.
I mean, yeah, just touching on that, it is a bit weird because, again, with like the audio as well, the audio was so good and they had all the original sound,
all the original cast
and that. I mean, they did put the developers did put a lot of effort in, especially with the sound. So it does seem quite strange that they would do, you know, cut corners basically with
they might not. It might have been more expensive to do it in 3D.
We don't know, but they were just
jumping on a bandwagon.
Yeah,
like you said,
they did put in a lot of effort with especially the audio and the cast and voices and stuff.
They had all the original cast, didn't they? You know,
and it was new audio. It wasn't just taken from
they actually had the actors.
Yeah, and as I said at the start, like hats off to them, like they had the balls to try and reenact it in 3D, but they didn't need to.
Yeah. Like you say, it's the bandwagon thing, wasn't it? You know, you can tell that Sony were pushing for 3D. You know, they wanted it out there. They were like, 3D is selling. Look at how they've tried it when they did 3D TVs and things like that. Everyone was pushing for it. It was a phase, and it didn't work. But obviously, games, it has worked, but it didn't need to be on every game. Pick the games where 3D is going to work. You know what? These fans like what we've got on TV. Why not actually allow them to play the episode? Allow them to be the babies in that world. Yeah, keep it animated. Keep it that style. It's fun. You know, people may enjoy it.
The game probably would have been bigger if they'd done it in 2D. It probably would have been more to the game as well.
You know what? Now that you've mentioned it, looking back at it, probably as a kid, I might have enjoyed it even more actually playing it in the way that I'm watching it, you know, because it's completely different.
Oh yeah, as a
it?
Child,
you know?
I've been buzzing about it.
what would be your answer to that, Len? Just make it like first person. What would your answer to it be?
Well, the camera is technically behind them anyway. It's only when you fucking turn a corner that the camera fucks up. So they could have just kept it like that. Like,
yeah.
Everywhere you go, the camera just stays behind you. Like, there's ways to move the camera. So it's in 2D, but the perspective can look 3D.
Mm. So in like the 2.5D words we were talking about.
Yeah, the furniture, they could have done the models in 3D, right? So all the models could have been in 3D, but they could have then 2D'd over the top of it. Mm.
Yeah.
So rather than making it look 3D, they could have made it look 2D, but used the 3D models.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what they do, what they would, I haven't seen the film for a long time, but I'm assuming in that film, the backgrounds would have been done in 3D and they would have 2D'd over the top of that, like to try and save time. So they could have done it.
I can tell you now, I will be watching the film while I'm doing the editing, because usually when I'm doing the editing of the episode, if there's a film or something based on the game that we've talked about, I usually stick it on. So I will be watching the Rugrats movie while I won't be sat in my underpants or in a nappy, I swear. I will be... I will do it properly. I'll be professional about it.
God's sake.
But... honestly, this is one of those games that I did really enjoy, and it was nice to sort of pick it up and play it again, because like I say, it did bring back a lot of memories of playing the game originally, the episodes, and just hearing the voices, you know, it sort of brings back that nostalgia, you know, simpler times of literally coming home from school, sitting down on the carpet at home because you couldn't afford a sofa, and watching Rugrats. You know, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
I know we're not really doing that like the other games, but I mean, did you play any of the other games? Like
I played Studio Tour, yeah. Vaguely remember it. But there was quite a few. There was, what was it? There was 12 Rugrats games altogether.
Is it that many? I
believe there was 12. Because there was some on PlayStation. I think PlayStation had about 3 or 4. Because you had the Angelica game as well, which I played on Game Boy. You had some on the N64.
So they did a Paris one, didn't they? Obviously.
Yeah, the Rugrats in Paris, which was based on the second film. Uh-huh. Then you had the Rugrats movie, game as well. There was quite a few. I'm pretty sure there was 12 games
altogether. Because, I mean, playing Studio Tour, that was more... Realistically, it was just a more polished version of this game, you know.
Because when you went into the baby's imagination, it was actually the imagination.
Exactly.
Whereas this one, we saw it in the real world, not what you'd expect to see in an episode like where Tommy becomes Indiana Jones or something, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't see that in this first game, but in that Studio Tour, you did. You know, you saw them all there in little costumes and doing different things. I mean, the only bit that was like so out of it was like in the first game was Reptar destroying the place, or the gorilla coming to life in the toy store. You know, those were the sorts of things, but it was nice. I really did enjoy it.
The models look like absolute fucking smash pies on that as well.
Remember what we were working with at the time, though. It was only the PS1. You know?
I know, yeah. If Adam was in charge, he'd just fire everyone and do it himself. Baked pile of shit.
He's expecting like top grade PC graphics on a PS1.
No, again, they could have just done it in 2D.
He's like, it's like, this game was shit. Has even got ray tracing on it.
Sitting there with his little bubble pipe and does that. I could have done better. I could have done better, boys.
I reckon he's like that when he goes to watch football, right? He's like, I could have done that better. I love it.
He did the same thing in university as well. Like he was going on and complaining for ages, and then he ended up doing this something with a dragon where it just crashed head first into a wall or something like that. It was the worst part of shit you've ever seen in your life. But he thought he was shit up.
I didn't. I knew it was terrible. And it was bad.
He sits there on his iron throne and calls everyone else shit.
You know, I'm sorry, going to go off on another tangent. You know what was bullshit about that, right? I spent the whole year doing this animation. Spent hours every day doing an animation. Dave basically did fuck all and then just printed off loads of pieces of paper.
Literally, like, that.
Split everything out onto individual pieces of paper and printed it off. And the teachers were so impressed because he had this pile of paper. They were like, wow, that's a lot of paper, mate. Look at all these drawings.
I invested in so much ink. So much A4 paper.
And somebody else did three models of three 3D models and got an A. And that's all they did for the whole year. It was bullshit. My project was, to be honest, I wouldn't have given me an A. My final project was fucking off.
Yeah. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Oh, God's sake.
Love it. So have you guys got anything else you want to say about the game or go into it? Or should we start moving on to people's memories?
Sure. Happy for you to move on to memories, yeah. A lot of it is just like, all I'd be raving about is the golf level, so.
Yeah, it was. That was like one of the best ones. So yeah, we are going to go on to your memories now. I've literally pulled these memories at the last minute from you guys, so thank you so much. They are all from Facebook this week, so we haven't got anyone from Twitter or Instagram, even though I did share on there. So, I mean, come on, get let us know your memories on future games. Come on, we need you. Apart from that, so in regards to Rugrats, I've got a few people that mentioned, much like you, Dave, about the ghost episode. Mm. So I have both Omer and Robin. Omer has commented before, who have both said, I've got Robin here who says that it is the reason I am still scared of the dark to this day. And she's also said, and clowns, Mr. Friend with this horrible little song. A word of caution, if you please. Don't kiss the cat when it has fleas. You can call me Mr. Friend. You'll never be bored again. Fuck right off. Omer, who has said that that level, is absolutely terrifying. Walking around with a torch, it gives him Project Zero feels. But for our American listeners, it was Fatal Frame, it was called. I've got Dave as well, who has said Mirrorland, for those who actually finished certain levels. That's the one where it flips you upside down and you're on the ceiling. And there's the balloon.
That was the shittiest level.
You got the balloons.
That was the shittiest level out of all of them.
I've also got Sean, who said, because he was ginger growing up, people used to call him Chucky Finster. You can only imagine what was going through his mind at the time. I've also got Jess, who says the game was great, but the soundtrack was fucking depressing. So, I mean, I thought the soundtrack was all right because it followed the ones from the actual game. So.
Yeah, but it constantly played.
Yeah, it was like sort of Chinese watch torture, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah, it was like, wah. It was pretty depressing when you think about it.
I know it. But we were kids. We liked repetitiveness. Repetitiveness is meant to help like our brains grow or something. As adults, not so much.
I'm still waiting for my brain to grow.
But thank you so much to all those that have messaged us on Facebook this week. It's been a big help. And remember, if you've got any comments about any of the games, or you know, you've got memories from any games that you can remember and you just want to let us know, ready for when we actually make the episode, our email address is down there at the bottom of the screen at the moment. That is dusty2broken@gmail.com, and that's the number 2. Let us know, and you can even message us on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let us know your memories. We post on there on a weekly basis as to what games we are going to be doing, and your memories help the show. And you get a shout out. What more can you ask for? So, money. Guys, yeah, money. We're not going to give you any money. You know, we don't have any money. This isn't even my laptop. So, on that note, are you guys ready for the quiz?
No.
Well, get ready, Dave. Get ready.
I'm still rocking my ripped up pieces of paper.
Actually, fair. But yeah, actually, let me just get my stuff. Give us a minute.
So, we are on to the quiz. Now, I've started to realise that when I do the quiz, I forget to write down who's got scores. So, I've got my little notepad at the side of me going forward, side of my desk. So, I'm always prepared now. Always prepared. I'm not, but I'm trying to be. So, this is the Rugrats quiz. So far, we've counted, I believe, overall, Is Dave winning in quizzes overall?
It's close between.
It's down. It is down to you two.
You're well out of it, Glenn.
I'm well out of it now.
Potentially, but I didn't. You two did about four or five quizzes before I started.
Yeah, and it's still depressing that I'm now the furthest behind. The person who doesn't play games is further ahead than me.
We should probably actually keep track of who wins what.
We will announce it on next week's episode. I'm going to go through and find out who's been answering all the correct questions and finding out the total score. So
you need to do the ones that we haven't released on YouTube yet as well.
Yes. So let's have a look. So when you're ready, question number one.
Go.
What is the name of the bonus level, including chocolate milk? Is it A, Touchdown Tommy, B, Hurricane Alice, C, Clown Around, or D, Club Fred? I have to say, I have already tested this quiz with people who remember the game, and we actually got some very good results. Let's see if Dave and Adam can beat them. Let's see if any of you can get 100% on this week's quiz. So, when you're ready, in 3, 2, 1. You both said A. You are both correct. Question number 2. How many playable characters are there in the game?
Oh, dear.
Is it A, 9, B, 12, C, 7, or D, 3?
Sorry, I was counting, said them all again.
Yeah, so is it A, 9, B, 12, C, 7, D, 3?
I've counted none of those answers.
I can honestly tell you that I had to do the proper research into this.
I'm not going to lie, I've actually, because I'm thinking, I forgot. Can you just, you don't have to read them out, and just read them out in order, just say the numbers in order.
Yeah. 9, 12, 7, 3.
Right, okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So, when you're ready.
I'm going to fuck this one up now.
In 3, 2, 1. You both say C. You are both correct.
Yay.
So, basically, 7, because on the golf level, if you go off it on level select on the game, you can actually play as Susie, which you can't in the main game.
Because I was only counting 6.
I was only counting six as well. So I was just like, oh, wait, no, yeah, there's Reptar. That's the reason why
is because of Susie. She's not actually playable in the main game, but you can unlock her and play her on level select, which is a playable character.
And you
both got it right, so... This one might be a bit of a... The game was released on PC in one country only.
Oh, which what really?
Was it? Is it A, USA, B, Japan, C, France... Oh, no, sorry. C, Australia, D, France. So I'll do them once again, sorry. So is it A, USA, B, Japan, C, Australia, or D, France?
And it was released on PC?
Yeah.
It's the only country
it was released on PC.
I haven't got a clue about this one.
Same. Oh my God.
You can well and truly ask you some research into this. I know, just to get some questions.
You are winding
that
me
was
up.
Like that was like that weird bloody question from last time with Adam, and he was just like, is it something stupid like what colour shoelaces did they have?
Yeah, I'm about to lose my 100% here. This is
right. So when you're
ready,
I'm just
going to put any whatever letter I've just picked up, that's what's going up, because
right,
I don't know.
So in 3, 2, 1, Adam says A, Dave says D. Dave, you are correct with France.
Oh, you
lovable
friend.
It was so different to the others. I should have known. It was so different to all the other countries.
It was very French.
Uh, How many hard levels are there? Is it A, I've lost her up to, 2, B, 4, C, 3, or D, 8?
I don't fucking know, Glenn. Okay. You better trip up here, Dave. I can't.
Sip my water.
I'm not sure, you know.
He best not, because I haven't got a thing here. Tiebreaker at the end.
I know, yeah.
So, I'm just gonna guess again. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait. Torn.
So, you both say...
I just changed my answer at the last second. I was going to say C, but I've gone with B.
You both say B. You would have been better if you'd said C.
No!
Neither of you got it right.
Oh, that's the 100% out the window.
Question number 5. What year was the game released? Is it 97, 98, 94... on 99.
Better make sure I put the right letter up for the right way around.
Yes. So in 3, 2, 1, you both say B, 98. You are both correct. On the level, Grandpa's teeth, how many hits does it take to beat the goose?
Really?
Is it A, 5? B, 9, C, 4, or D, 2?
You fucking dick.
Told you, I've had to well and truly research this.
You fucking
dear God.
Yes, feed me with your hate.
I enjoyed that level as well. I even mentioned it in the episode you about smashing the bloody bird's head in.
That's why I was like, please don't say the number, Dave. Please don't say the number.
Oh. Just read out the numbers again, as I got.
Yep, of course. Is it A, 5, B, 9, C, 4, or D, 2?
Guess.
So in 3, 2, 1, Adam says A, Dave says C. Adam, you are correct.
Oh.
Yes, we're level, Dave.
You're now by drawing.
Oh, fucking hell.
Bastards. Okay. Question number 7. What is the name of the golf level? Is it... Oh, I've lost where I'm up to. A, a hole in one. B, 4 babies and a spike. C, ice cream mountain. Or D, put, put, no put.
Oh, crap.
I actually know this one, so I'm fairly
confident. Oh, crap.
Oh, can Adam make a comeback?
Stop Googling it, Dave.
I'm Googling it on me, looking down, trying to get me letters.
So in 3, 2, 1. You both say C. You are both correct.
Fuck off, Dave. Should have got that one wrong.
This is a good one. You're both neck and neck again. Okay. Where is the gorilla that takes you to the toy store level? Is it A, in the basement? B, in the kitchen? C, in Stu and Dee Dee's room? Or D, the garage?
I think I know this one.
I don't know this one. I can't remember for the life of me.
Do you want me to read them out again?
No.
All right. So in 3, 2, 1. Adam says D. Dave says C. Dave is correct.
No!
Yeah.
No! Oh, yeah. It's all right. There's still 2 questions to go yet. It's still anybody's game, this. No. Technically, it all comes down to this question. Because if Dave gets this right and you get it wrong, there is just no chance. But if you get it right, if you get this right, And Dave gets it wrong. You're back neck and neck. So, what is the only level to not feature Tommy Pickles? Is it A, Gold Rush? B, Let There Be Light? C, Incident in Aisle 7? D, No More Cookies?
I do know this one. I'm confident on this one.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Dave's not. Oh, God, this is going to go right down to the wire, this one.
I'm going to get it wrong now after I've been so confident.
This is like the Mario episode where it was just me and Dave were constantly like that all the way through to the very end.
Oh, sorry, could you just read them out again, please?
Of course. Is it A, Gold Rush? B, Let There Be Light? C, Incident in Aisle 7? Or D, No More Cookies?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I've really enjoyed this quiz this week, guys. I'm feeling this quiz.
You've done your homework.
Right, so in 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Adam says A, Dave says D. Adam is correct.
Oh, oh no.
Right.
It was going so well.
Final question. I don't have a tiebreaker. I can think of one, though. On the level, Incident on Aisle 7, Grandpa Lou takes you shopping because he has ran out of his favourite treat. What is the name of the treat? Is it A, Big Long Ding Dongs? B, Fudgy Dingaling Bars? C, Bouncing Betty's Bakewells? Or D, Titillating Tangy Tarts?
Grandpa Lou's a dirty old bastard.
Hell yeah, he is!
I haven't got a clue.
Right. You have a guess then. So in 3, 2, 1. Bastards. You both said B. You are both correct.
I knew that one. I was very confident about it.
Right. Well, I'm guessing we need to get a tiebreaker for this one.
It's like losing on penalties. It's fucking shit.
So we did get right down to the wire, and the guys got a tiebreaker question. Now, just as we were doing a bit of research then to do a tiebreaker question, I asked the guys, in sales-wise, how well did the Rugrats perform? So they've both messaged me. Dave has answered his question, and Adam has given me his answer as well. So Adam says 27 million.
I can't say mine's well off.
Dave
mine
says.
Could be well off.
Dave,
not well off from that.
Dave says 1.5 million. Dave, you are spot on. Dead on. 1.5 million. I'll just get it there.
He is well just Googled.
Just so you can see.
I haven't actually Googled that.
So you can see there, 1.5 million in sales. So
I'm not having that. No,
I
no way.
Dave was spot on, which has made me a little bit suspicious. But
I actually didn't. That's the thing.
Because of that, I am calling Dave the winner. On the quiz this week.
To be fair, what did he say? 20 odd
27 million.
It wasn't going to be that high, Jesus.
Well, last time I said like 200,000 and it was like 20 million or something. I left that out, so I was like, fuck it.
So Dave wins this week's quiz.
This is bullshit.
That's annoying because I do seem like I cheated there, but I didn't. I didn't even have time to cheat as you told us the actual what you were going to do the question on like
like 2 seconds ago, 2 seconds before I asked you.
Yeah,
he 100% Googled it. I'm not an inquiry.
Show me the bitch.
You can expect my 125 page report.
Just accept your crumbling defeat.
Kinnell, no, what is it? Dusty Couch to Broken Discs. It's going to be the report of the Rugrat Gate, you know.
I know, yeah.
This is utter bollocks.
I should have just put 1 million. That would have been fine. Well, I don't even know why I wanted to put the 1.5.
Because you cheated inside the answer.
I didn't fucking cheat.
That was brilliant. Absolutely love that. But we are going to end there this week.
Look at him.
Before this gets any more heated. But remember, you can. Remember to give us a 5-star review wherever you are listening to the podcast. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe. That subscribe button does keep popping up in the bottom of the screen every sort of 10
Not a single minutes. Fucking person has clicked it.
Nope, you haven't. We've only still got 19 subscribers on our
we've
YouTube.
Gone down.
We've gone down
yeah,
one.
We've gone down.
But we We are setting ourselves a new challenge. Fuck off. Carry on and we'll be down a member of the team as well. But remember to like, comment,
shame.
And subscribe. We have now set ourselves a challenge. So we are now about to hit, and hopefully by the time this episode does come out, we've hit 10K downloads in our audio streams. So thank you so much. Our challenge is now by the end of this year, which is 2022. I had to think then what year it was. We want to get that to 20K downloads. And we can only do that by you guys listening to the episodes. So like,
that's rookie
comment.
Numbers. Pump that up. We want to hit...
We want we, 2
million.
We're trying to aim for something.
1.5 million.
Like, comment,
too
subscribe.
Too soon.
Share the episode. Tell your friends. Email us. Let us know what you want to see.
Can we?
Yeah. Can we sack Dave? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that needs to happen. I'd like, because it's something that we've been talking about doing for a while. Like, we're quite interested to know if we were to launch a Patreon, would people be interested in seeing that? Would people be interested in seeing the behind the scenes of how we do everything and giving us, you know, a little bit of da-da-da-da to do so?
You know, yeah, let us know in the emails. You can email us. That email address keeps popping up. It is dusty2broken@gmail.com. We can only do these things if you want us to. So, well, we can still do them. But we want to know if you'll actually enjoy it. So without you, we can't make the stuff we want to make. And we only make this for you guys out there to listen into. So let us know what you think. Leave comments. Feedback is very much appreciated. And yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there before I carry on with anything else.
It would be appreciated if we ever fucking got on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice. So please give us some feedback. Please.
I think we need a little jingle at the end, so like, just give us money.
We don't need them to give us money. We just need them to give us a thumbs up and a.
We just want, yeah, we just want people to subscribe, leave us a comment. Even if the comment is just hello.
Just give me money.
Just love me. Show us that you're out there.
Damn it, we're so poor.
We just want to be loved.
I've got an extra mouth to feed.
Not yet, you haven't. Not yet, you haven't.
Not yet.
Shut up, I'm eating for two, Glenn.
Shut up. I know, yeah.
But on that note, before we drag on any further, we are going to end there. So thank you so much for tuning in. I've been your host, Glenn. He's been my co-host, Adam. And he's been my co-host, Big Dave. See you on next week's episode of From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs.
Goodbye, y'all.
Later.
See you later. Give us money, give us money, give us money, give us money, give us money.
We need a money dance.
We literally do need a song. Give us money.
And then what we need to, you know, the strippers from Duke Nukem. We need to put our faces on that. On the movie.
I just have us on the screen, like.
Give us money.
Oh, God.
That'd be the best way to end the episodes ever.
Just the Duke Nukem dancers and where they're at. Yeah. Money, 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 money. Money.
You know that Simpsons dancing Jesus when he's all like,
just get his pole behind me.
Oh, God.